was sitting on the stairway, and my heart filled up with dread. His hands were clenched, his clothes were drenched. I knew that he was dead. And I turned away a moment, and I looked and he was gone. And I went and I woke my mother. I said, "Mother, something's wrong. Something's wrong." He was here before a moment. Those were the words she spoke. I thought that I was dreaming, but it was an hour ago I woke. And I swear I heard him call my name and a horrid grinding sound. And I fear, my dear, he's lost his way. His ship has run aground. He's run aground. Go in and wake your brother and your baby sister too, and say nothing now of what's occurred, but say I've things to do. There's shortwave radio up the cove for ship to shore distress. Go down and make some breakfast, and I'll get up and get dressed. The dawn was fairly breaking as she headed down the path, where the water crashed across the rocks with all its rage and wrath. But her heart had gone to ashes, and the ice chewed through her bones. And her footsteps fell like granite as she came back home alone. Stood inside the doorway, and she turned towards the cove. She took down the blessed crucifix, and she burned it in the stove. And we all stood in the kitchen like travelers in the rain, waiting on some platform to board some lonely train. Oh, that was 60 years ago. My mother's in the ground. Brother, sister moved away and left me the house and land. And I sell my socks and sweaters to the tourists from away. There's a monthly old age pension, and it keeps the wolf at bay. And I count the days. And when the night comes stealing, he drifts in on the mist. He sits quietly there in his rocking chair, so he won't disturb my rest. And when I awake with morning light, he's gone to sea once more. I go downstairs, light the stove, mop salt water from the floor. I mop salt water from the floor.